Two Poor Bastards contains explicit content and drunken ramblings. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Two Poor Bastards, where two friends get drunk, talk whiskey, and their favorite pop culture obsessions. This is Eric.
And this is Kyle.
All right. Welcome to episode, two for Night Ride, and episode 58 or something along those lines for...
Somewhere around 60, I don't know.
Somewhere around 60-ish. We have a very special guest. We've got Jasper Mitchell joining us in the studio today.
Jasper Mitchell. Welcome to the show.
Well, whatever you prefer to call me, it's like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, explain that.
All right, so at work, at my day job, I do audio and visual stuff, and everybody would like hit me up. Hey, Jasper, can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like... Dude, my name's Mitchell, like, because in my email, it's always backwards. For some odd reason, it's backwards.
Last name first, first name last.
It's a guy with two first names. It's like, can't go wrong.
So what's exciting is that you just released an album, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty spectacular. So we're gonna get into that. I just want to, you know, remind everyone to... Reach out to us on social media. So Twitter, Instagram, we want to hear from you. Right now we're maybe, if any of us could pay attention to Night Ride FM chat channel, we'll try and get to some questions and such. We'll see how successful we are with that. We have a special whiskey.
Everything's special today.
It's all special. Well, you know, I feel that that's a true statement. It is special, isn't it? Drinking whiskey
I've been
is...
called special before, too, but so that's a different capacity.
Well, yeah.
Short this is bus... in a positive light that we call being called right. special.
Sarcasm, indeed. So I've been eyeing this bottle for a while. We've had previously on the show sort of like a cousin to what we're about to drink, or a one-off, I guess. I'm not really sure. So it was John H. Bowman is what we had previously on the show. Now we are going to drink Isaac Bowman, which I think is technically the flagship whiskey for these people. It is Isaac Bowman port finish. This is a Tennessee whisk, which
is it Tennessee
or Virginia? Maybe it's Virginia.
Yeah, because I was looking on there, all I see is Virginia. So
yes, it says Fredericksburg, Virginia. So maybe this isn't a hot pile of garbage.
Well, it still could be.
Don't rain on my parade, because
what we had before was distilled by Buffalo Trace, and they bottled it and put it under their name. This is, I'm guessing, their own juice, finished in port barrels.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's going to be better. So,
non-age stated.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's going to be some old and new mixed together. It's obviously been finished. So, would you explain what port finished means to those that are listening?
Well, after they age it initially, since it is classified as a bourbon, new charred American oak barrels, it was sitting in that. And then after however much time they set aside for it to sit in those barrels, they then transfer the distillate into a used port barrel and quote unquote finish the whiskey in that. And again, for however much time they determine they want to, and then bottle it. So it gives it, you know, porty notes, like fruit jams.
Ooh.
And other things like that. Sometimes I've had stuff like this. It just seems like somebody poured red wine into a whiskey and it's not all that great.
So let me read the back of this just so I can serenade the both of you with this propaganda. This exceptional bourbon was staged in new charred American white oak barrels for many years. Doesn't say specifically
what is many.
Many Many could be a couple. Before finished in a used port barrel, Deepwood tannins, caramel, and spicy notes are elegantly combined with flavors of jam-like fruit with a smooth finish from resting in a port barrel. Named for a true American spirit, Captain Isaac Bowman was a soldier and militia officer who fought in the American Revolutionary War. At one time, he was a prisoner of war and historically escaped, embarking on a two-year adventure before returning home to Virginia in 1782. He settled down at Fort Bowman Estate, where he became a prosperous farmer and landowner, creating his own chapter in the Bowman family legacy, who began distilling in Virginia in the late 1800s. Like the great American spirit that was Captain Isaac Bowman, so too is this bourbon. Aw.
You just made me feel like I was in school again, and you're like taking turns reading shit from a book.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta read ahead so I don't mess up on my parts. I can't screw up.
So let's
smell Well, all that this. Stuff that you just said aside, just looking at it, the stuff's got some pretty sick legs.
All right, explain legs to folks that are listening.
It's like, it, you know, the same is in the wine, you know, community as well. You just, like, tip the whiskey and see, like, what it leaves on the side of the glass. And, yeah, like, doesn't the legs, quote-unquote, don't even move on the side. So it's probably, you know, has a thicker, oily mouthfeel, which is ideal in a whiskey. We'll see.
All right.
Let's smell this shit.
It's got a weird woody...
It has like a... like cherry Robitussin kind of smell to it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely...
like...
are we about to go on a robo trip?
Fake fruit.
Smell some chocolate in there.
Flavor.
Just a little bit, like a hint of that sweetness.
It's like the baking chocolate where you find when
it
you're
reminds
a kid.
Me of a dessert wine, like kind of has that dessert wine kind of smell.
Kind of like a port? Isn't a port a dessert wine? I don't know shit about wine, but I think it might be.
I've been to a few wineries, but.
So a story I told Kyle earlier is one of my friends who's known for drinking wine confessed to me that they want to get into drinking whiskey because they are sick and tired of wine. Like they can't even do it anymore. And I laughed my ass off because.
Well, yeah, when you told me about it, I laughed about it pretty hard too.
Because this was a person who's like, whiskey's disgusting and I'll never drink it.
And then they came around.
And then they're like, yeah, we could drink whiskey sometime. I'm like. Oh, okay. She's like, I don't have the profile for it yet, but I'm going to learn. I'm like, well, I like your enthusiasm.
You got to put the work in. You just got to drink more. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Like they're slowly going to open up to you. So just little by little that they actually like whiskey better than wine.
It's like, I hear that. Two sips of red wine. And I'm like, ooh, that's enough for me. That's too much.
Depends. If you get a good wine that's not overly dry, but you're actually going to, it goes well with food.
Listen to Wine Boy here.
I like alcohol, period.
All right, smells funky. Let's taste this shit.
All right.
I do get the fruit right off the bat.
Fruit right away and then like cardboard on the back half.
Yeah, this is like cardboard that's been like that's got like fruit juices soaked into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
somebody spilled their Crystal Light.
Crystal Light
on a cardboard box and then we just wrung it out and drank it.
that's what I'm getting. I'm getting like a berry.
But it wasn't terrible.
Best cardboard box I ever tasted.
It wasn't like, you know, normal dumpster juice cardboard.
Right. Yeah, this isn't.
And surprisingly thinner mouthfeel than I would have expected with the legs on it.
This is honestly one of the most different whiskeys I've tasted. Like, I don't really. Is there anything?
It's really light.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It is very, like, it's.
What is the alcohol content on this?
It's 40. It's just regular.
40.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a little low.
I do taste a little spice, just a little bit.
But you get the spice after the fruit, right? And then it doesn't smoke your taste buds.
On the finish.
Yeah, on the finish.
Is what we call that.
Ah. All right.
There's a tiny bit of spice. Like, we tried.
But we didn't put enough.
Like, on the after part of it. You know what I mean? The aftertaste. The finish. It's just funky. I'm still finding words to...
I found some words for you. You probably should have bought that whistle pig that you were thinking of.
That'll be next time.
Thanks for taking this bullet for me yet again.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's the running joke that I tend to buy all the really shitty whiskeys for us to taste.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you're in the midst of your journey, so you want to try all the new things and find something special. So I don't blame you there.
Kyle already knows that there's nothing special and you should just drink Wild Turkey 101.
Life is over.
But at least he's got low expectations. So when we find something that's great,
he has no expectations.
I expect nothing and I'm still disappointed. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's got you far, you know, through this far. So I think next time we'll do the other store pick a whistle pig.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, because that will hopefully be hot. It could be hot garbage. But hopefully it's just hot.
I mean, we kind of know what we're getting into.
I think the correct word is a dumpster fire.
Well, it's not on fire yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's brewing. It's more like gestating, like, with heat and, like, pressure.
It's in the coal process. It hasn't caught on fire yet.
It's the heat and the meat. Well, I will say one thing about this is that it will get you drunk.
At the end of the day.
Alcohol.
So there's that.
All right, so before we get into the next part, talking to you, Mitchell. Now, so I keep this straight. Do you want me to call you Jasper or Mitch?
I like Mitchell just because, I mean, Jasper's kind of my stage persona, and on a personal level, Mitchell's a lot better.
I like how I'm asking this on Mitch?
You can just shorten it all up.
It'll be. I'll do production. Jasper Mitchell featuring Mitchell Jasper.
Like, just switch it up with
two or three different styles.
That would be amazing. So we're gonna play one of your songs, "Finally Free."
I'm finally free.
So we'll be back in a little bit.